the University of Maryland is one of the 50 fittest colleges in America? Our state-of-the-art Epley Recreation Center, School of Public Health, Ritchie Coliseum, and Cole Fieldhouse have a number of resources that help keep Terps happy, active, and healthy. Join the daily group fitness workouts, request a personal trainer, or own your independence and build your own training plan. Exercise can improve muscle strength and boost your endurance and confidence. Feel better and live longer.
Good evening. You're listening to
I'm Rhiann Evans. Tonight, we'll explore how the area waltzes into Winter Wonderland with holiday cheer, look into how DCPD is sliding into new leadership, see how the University of Maryland takes a spin with a new minor, and more.
But first, Raising Cane's will finally open tomorrow on the corner of Knox Road and Baltimore Avenue. The Chicken Fingers and Fries restaurant will have a ribbon-cutting ceremony at 8:30 a.m. Tuesday and will be the 10th Raising Cane's location in Maryland. The restaurant will fill a vacant storefront on Baltimore Avenue after Nando's Peri Peri closed in summer of 2024. Raising Cane's will offer several giveaways on Tuesday, like free merchandise for the first 100 people to order a combo and a raffle for a chance to win free food for a year. College Park Economic Development Director Michael Williams says that the restaurant has been long awaited in College Park, and he says he's excited to bring such a huge name to the city. University of Maryland student Sarah Ruprecht said that she has been eagerly awaiting for Raising Cane's to open since it was announced. Williams says that more than 70 staff will work at the restaurant.
In other news, the University of Maryland has announced a new American Sign Language minor. The new minor is years in the making, and it's the first expansion to UMD's ASL program since 1989. Program Director Michael Dunham recalled how students have been pushing for better ASL courses for years, including a 2023 opinion column in the Diamondback. Dunham says the program blends ASL skills with deaf culture through immersive learning experiences, like visiting a signing Starbucks and ordering an ASL. Basic ASL conversational strategy skills are expected to enroll in the minor, but there are many other ways students can get involved in UMD's ASL community, like the University Sign Language Club. Dunham noted how learning ASL increases patience and empathy and may help students connect with deaf clients or colleagues in their future career. Administrative Coordinator Don Martin says the DMV area has one of the largest populations of deaf individuals in the United States. Dunham explained how ASL promotes deeper cultural understanding, contributing to diversity and inclusion for all students and across the community.
After 28 years of service, D.C. Police Chief Pamela Smith is deciding to step down. In a statement made by Mayor Muriel Bowser, Smith decided to leave the force to spend more time with her family. As of now, there hasn't been any word on the process of electing a new chief. Smith has served as the head of the department since 2023, and her last day will be on December 31st.
President Donald Trump is escalating his immigration policies. On Tuesday, the director of the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services directed his office to prepare additional screening for people from 19 countries. Those include Afghanistan, Myanmar, Haiti, Iran, Libya, Somalia, and Venezuela. This comes after a deadly November shooting just blocks from the White House that left one National Guard member dead and another critically injured. The alleged gunman, 29-year-old Rahmanullah Lakhanwal, is an Afghan national who entered the United States under the Biden administration's Operation Allies Welcome Program. This is a U.S. program that helped bring Afghan people to safety after the war in Afghanistan ended. Lakhanwal faces first-degree murder charges, and officials have not yet released a motive.
The U.S. Department of Justice announced Tuesday that it sued Maryland to turn over voter lists, which includes personal information about people in the state who voted. The Justice Department has sued officials in over a dozen states, which are mostly held by Democrats. The personal information includes driver's licenses and partial Social Security numbers. The Trump administration has called these matters necessary to maintain election integrity efforts. Some Democratic election officials are concerned, though, that the DOJ will share the data with the Department of Homeland Security, which is building a citizenship verification tool. Maryland Matters reported that the Trump administration confirmed its plans to share the data with the news organization Stateline.
In Prince George's County, the opposition towards data centers is gaining steam. According to WAMU, the county's citizens are learning how to canvass against the plans for development of a new data center in Landover. The group leading the charge is the D.C. area chapter of the Party of Socialism and Liberation. WAMU said that the group's videos opposing data centers in the county have gone viral, and hundreds of people have shown up to their protests and community meetings. According to Cisco Systems, data centers are facilities that store and share applications with data. It can be considered controversial because of the strain it can place on local power grids, along with sustainability concerns like energy and water use.
College Park welcomed the holiday season this weekend with its annual Winter Wonderland Market. WMUC News' William Deffa has the story.
College Park kicked off the holiday season this weekend with its annual Winter Wonderland Market, filling the city plaza with vendors, music, and lots of festive spirit. But the biggest attraction? The petting zoo. As families crowded around goats, sheep, and alpacas, it's one of many traditions that keeps some visitors coming back.
And I look forward to the petting zoo, the hot chocolate and the cookies, and the music, pretty much everything.
Vendors lined the plaza. Many of them are small business owners like Daniel Miller, owner of Junk to Gems, who says the market is perfect for her crocheted creations.
So I felt that the holiday season, you know, Christmas gifts, kids, I felt this was perfect.
Even Chris Kringle paid a visit, saying that the area is a special stop.
Prince George's County has always held a special place in my heart.
But for many, the market brings a sense of community.
You can just feel the spirit of unity out here.
The Winter Wonderland wrapped up with the city's annual tree lighting, closing out a day of community and holiday cheer. For WMUC News, I'm William Deffa.
Thanks, William. With the holidays in full swing, Carroll Highlands Elementary School in Tacoma Park shares how it is celebrating the season. WMUC News' Alicia Colgrove has more.
As schools trudge toward the end of the semester, Carroll Highlands Elementary School is keeping its students in high spirits. Principal Javivian Ray shared how her students are celebrating the holidays.
This December, we are celebrating winter sports, and we are emphasizing the Olympics, the Winter Olympics. So every day we announce a sport and the history of the sport.
Ray says she's seen lots of enthusiasm from students.
Our students particularly like soccer, and it is a winter sport, and football. We also talked about ice skating and snow sledding.
She says these lessons have piqued students' interest in learning about other sports. Students also have activity days on Wednesdays and Fridays where they participate in festivities like wearing their favorite winter sport jersey or glamorously dressing up like an ice skater. But activity days aren't the only holiday events. Classroom doors are competitively decorated for the school's door decorating contest, and class bulletin boards are also winter sports themed. Ray says student energy is high, emphasizing how the school caters to its whole student population.
If we do have a Christmas tree, we have a menorah up. We'll have things about Kwanzaa, so if we are talking about that winter holiday time, we do make sure that we tap into every sector of the winter holiday.
The school finishes out the calendar year with one last gift to its students.
And we also give, everyone gets a holiday gift. They get a book for the holiday, so when they leave the last day of school, they'll come and get their book and to add to their library.
Students take home books that often aren't incorporated into the curriculum, like fun and easy-to-read picture books and graphic novels to help kick off students' holiday season on a giving note. For WMUC News, I'm Alicia Colgrove.
Thanks, Alicia. The Washington Capitals took over first place in the Eastern Conference on Saturday, shutting out the Columbus Blue Jackets. That win gives the Caps 10 wins in the last 12 games, the hottest streak of the season for Washington's hockey squad. Notable players who've stepped up during the team's winnings are Jacob Chychrun, who leads all NHL defensemen in goals, and goaltender Logan Thompson, who's making his bid to be Team Canada's starter in the Olympics and averaging just under 2 goals allowed per game. The Capitals would look to further their Eastern Conference lead on Thursday when they host their in-division rivals, the Carolina Hurricanes.
Now it's time for your Terps Sports Recap. The men's soccer team lost in the Elite Eight Saturday, dropping its matchup at home against Washington. The Terps broke the ice early in the game with a goal from Henry Bernstein, but the Huskies thundered back to score 3 unanswered goals and upset the Terps in College Park. Despite the frustrating end of the 2025 campaign, UMD coach Sasho Sairovsky emphasized that he was extremely proud of his group. Coming off of a year where the Terps finished just over 500, 2025 showed a giant leap in performance and is potentially a positive sign of things to come.
The men's basketball team lost its first conference game of the season, getting smoked by the Iowa Hawkeyes on Saturday. Maryland struggled mightily with the shooting, converting just over 36% of shots from the field compared to Iowa's 54%. After the team struggled against mid-major schools like Mount St. Mary's and Wagner, it felt as though this could end up being a rough ride once Maryland began Big Ten play. College basketball's primary predictive analytical formula only projects 3 more wins for Maryland in the 2025-26 season. Maryland is a major underdog in its next game Saturday against number 3 Michigan.
The number 7 ranked women's basketball team pulled off an incredible comeback Sunday to maintain its perfect record. The Terps trailed by 14 at halftime against Minnesota in their first Big Ten game of the season, then rallied to force overtime against the Golden Gophers. After a back-and-forth extra session, Maryland and Minnesota remained tied and needed a second OT period. The Terps trailed 99-94 with under a minute to play in the second overtime, but forced 3 straight turnovers on inbound plays to take a 100-99 lead and stun Minnesota in Minneapolis. With its first conference win in the books, UMD returns to College Park for a non-conference matchup against Delaware State on Wednesday. And that concludes the Terps Sports Recap.
And that's it for your weekly roundup. I'm Elizabeth Polo.
And I'm Rianne Evans. You're listening to WMUC 90.5, where college radio is good radio. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at WMUC Radio News and like us on Facebook. This show was directed by Elizabeth Polo, produced by Alex Taylor, and our senior producer, me. Contributors to this week's show include Oliver Mack, Alicia Colgrove, Elizabeth Bolo, Alex Burke, Ashna Balroop, William Deffa, and our lead sports writer, Andy Parr. Happy holidays, and we'll see you next year!
Don't cry. You can rely on me, honey. You can combine anything you want. I'll be around. You write about the stars. Each one is a setting sun. Tall buildings shake, voices escape, singing sad, sad songs. Tuned to chords strung down your cheeks, bitter melodies turning your orbit around. Don't cry, you can rely on me, honey. You can come by anytime you want. I'll be around. You write about the stars. Each one is a setting sun. Tall buildings shake, voices escape, singing sad, sad songs. Tuned to chords strung down your cheeks, bitter melodies turning your orbit around. What glasses of wine. Skyscrapers are scraping together. Your voice is smoking. And last cigarettes are all you can get. Turning your orbit around. Out of, out of, our love is all we have. Our love is all of God's money. Everyone is a burning sun. Tall buildings shake, voices escape, singing sad, sad songs. Tuned to chords strung down your cheeks, bitter melodies turning your orbit around. Voices whine, skyscrapers are scraping together. Your voice is smoking, last cigarettes are all you can get. Turning your orbit around. Last cigarettes are all you can get. Turning your orbit around. Last cigarettes are all you can get. Turning your orbit around.
Let the waters rise and wash this town into the sea. Let the waters rise and find my lover where she sleeps. 'Cause I don't know where she is or what company she keeps. All I know is where she should be. So let the waters rise and bring her home to me. Let the waters rise, I'm too tired now for searching. Let the waters rise and hide the tears I've cried for that woman. 'Cause it just isn't fair that she's out there having fun when I'm stuck here and having none. So let the waters rise and bring me my only one. Sitting in my window, waiting by the phone for you to call. And every time the wind blows, I hear the subtle tone of your laughter echo through the hall. So let the waters rise and set this lonesome heart adrift. Let the waters rise. May they be cold and swift.
Upon on them. Hair destructive power prevailing. I hear fools falsely hailing to the crooked wits of tyrants when they call. I hear them all, I hear them all, I hear them all. I hear the sounds of tearing pages and the roar of burning paper. All the crimes and acquisition turn to air and ash and vapor. And the rattle of the shackle far beyond emancipator. And the lowliest to gather in their stalls. I hear them all, I hear them all, I hear them all. Dixie, with your money and your power, I can hear the flowers growing in the rubble of the towers. I hear leaders quit their lying, I hear babies quit their crying, I hear soldiers quit their dying, one and all. I hear them all, I hear them all, I hear them all. Gentle Lamb of Judah sleeping at the feet of Buddha, and the prophets from Elijah to the old Paiute Babaka take their places at the table when they're called. I hear them all, I hear them all, I hear them all. I hear them all, I hear them all, I hear them all. I hear them all, I hear them all, I hear them all.
To know you set my life on fire. The grain shines gold. She said I like your style. Ooh, baby, now you make
if I needed you, would you come to me? Would you come to me and ease my pain? If you needed me, I would come to you. I would swim the seas for to ease your pain. Well, in the night forlorn, all the morning's born, and the morning shines with the lights of love. And you will miss sunrise if you close your eyes. And that would break my heart in two. I showed her how to lay her lily hand in mine. Loop and Lil agree, she's a sight to see, a treasure for the poor to find. Well, if I needed you, would you come to me? Would you come to me and ease my pain? If you needed me, I would come to you. I would swim the seas for to ease your pain.
I was born into a circus, but I ran off to join a home. Oh, they said that I was worthless, yet my family died unknown. So it gets and so it goes, that's what you get, I suppose. Wanting something more than a life of walking rope.
Time is moving when situations I'm not choosing, and we both want to say I'm sorry for something that we cannot stop. You've been alright, you're losing time for me and our fight, so I'm done writing for you, baby. Now this gon' be the last I got.
Hello, it's 6:34 and you're listening to WMUC FM College Park Radio. That was Roommates by Malcolm Todd. I'm WMUC news producer Kira, and we're about to drop the latest on all things pop culture.
And I'm WMUC news reporter Carrie Ann. This week we'll give you coverage on Spotify Wrapped and Olivia Dean's battle with ticket prices.
And of course, we've got great music in store for you. But first, I'm going to go over the wrapping that didn't involve any paper cuts. For the ninth consecutive year, the popular music streaming service Spotify has produced Spotify Wrapped for almost all of its listeners this year. Spotify describes Wrapped as, quote, our annual thank you to users, artists, creators, and authors around the world. Each year, Wrapped celebrates the music, podcasts, and audiobooks that soundtracked the world around us, end quote. If you do not have Spotify, the experience can be described as going into Spotify the day your Wrapped is released, along with other users around the world, and the app will direct you to a video compilation, similar to social media stories, where Spotify will reveal your top music listeners for this year of 2025, while also describing your music taste. What makes Spotify Wrapped such an exciting experience for users is that the themes and reveals for your music stats are different every year, with one new feature for revealing your top artists this year, including a cartoon of different top artists, figuratively racing down the user screen to reveal the artist making it to the finish line first, being your own top artist, or the artist you listened to the most during this year. Spotify describes the sequence of videos showcasing your music tastes as, quote, an interactive experience that reflects your personalized music journey throughout the year. Sophomore electrical engineering major Stella Aluminas' Spotify Wrapped included Asake, her number one artist, Rema at 2, Tyler the Creator at 3, Billie Eilish at 4, and Burna Boy at the 5th spot for her most listened to artists of 2025. One common phenomenon with Spotify Wrapped is that listeners are surprised with their results. While most of her listening statistics made sense in her opinion, she was confused to see Billie Eilish. Illumina said, quote, I listened to that album only once, Hit Me Hard and Soft, and I listened to it a lot when I was studying, but not enough to show up as number 4, end quote. Though Spotify Wrapped covers everything listened to on the app throughout the year, your Wrapped is a closely accurate representation of what you listen to the most. Illumina's Wrapped, however, featured more of her summer music picks, as she chooses to listen to classical study music on other apps such as YouTube. Quote, I would say I listen to study music like classical music on YouTube, like those 10-hour-long musics. Then, just for myself, I like entertaining music on Spotify, and that's mostly summer songs, end quote. Gim Nonfak, sophomore computer science major, had a top artist lineup of Drake at number 1, Youngboy Never Broke Again at number 2, Rod Wave at number 3, and Future at number 4, with Nino Paid at number 5. When asked what he thought his new Spotify Wrapped would look like, Nonfak said, quote, I've changed my music to more depressing-like music. And I like how it takes me places, end quote. So, Carrie-Anne, what was your Spotify Wrapped?
So, for my top songs, all 5 of them were either by Role Model or The Favors.
Mm-hmm.
The Favors are a new band, which is Phineas, Billie Eilish's brother, and Ash.
Ooh.
And they are just so good together. Mm-hmm. My number one song was The Little Mess You Made by them.
Ooh, okay.
And then as for my top artists, number one was Taylor Swift, and then Role Model, The Favors, Phineas, and Sabrina Carpenter.
Oh my gosh, I love that. I feel like Role Model showed up on a lot of our, like, Wrapped, and that's why I was kind of confused why he didn't get a Grammy nomination this year, but... That's okay. That's okay. And like Taylor Swift, I mean, you gotta love her. Like, I mean, I think that's so fair.
Yeah, I think she just has so much music that even if I'm not listening to one specific album or I'm listening to her a ton, I kind of forget because I don't even know how many albums she has. It might be 12 or 13.
Oh, yeah.
It just adds up really fast.
Oh, for sure. I mean, I think those are so valid. My top artists were Olivia Dean, Gracie Abrams, Sabrina Carpenter, Ariana Grande, and SZA, which is fair. I think that's fair. And did I get a listening age of 21? Yes. But you know what? Like, that's okay. I'm okay with that, you know? And I really like Olivia Dean. And, you know, as you probably heard on the show, I play Olivia Dean quite frequently because I really like her. And I think that was so fair. And I think Gracie Abrams was going steady for a long time, and then, like, as soon as the semester hit, it was just straight Gracie Abrams, so I think that's totally fair. And, yeah, like, top songs, That's So True by Gracie Abrams, classic. I think we played it on the show before. And then I think my top genre was, like, indie pop, which I think that's fair. Like, I agree with what I got. You know, I think we're good. I'm not ashamed of any of it, I don't think.
Yeah, I think my top genre was definitely something similar.
Mm-hmm.
And I was surprised that SZA wasn't in my top 5. She normally is.
Mm-hmm.
I remember my top song last year was Drew Barrymore.
Oh,
by her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I definitely listen to her a lot still.
Yeah. No, I think she was my top artist last year. Maybe it was 2 years ago. I think last year was Gracie Abrams, and then the year before it was SZA. Because SZA's just great. I mean, I just love her.
I agree.
I mean, and Drew Barrymore is just so good. Like,
I love
so
that album. It's amazing.
Oh my gosh. I love Control. Oh, so good. So, so good. Well, now it's time for a music break. Hopefully, Brazil by Declan McKenna is enough to bring Guillaume out of his seasonal depression.
Thank you. Oh Lord, how it gets me down. I'm in Brazil, cause it's all you've ever wanted, and it's all that you want still. Don't you wanna play the beautiful game out in Brazil? I wanna play the beautiful game while I'm in Brazil, cause everybody plays the beautiful game out in Brazil. And it's all you've ever wanted, and it's all that you want still. Don't you wanna play the beautiful game out in Brazil? Yeah.
Sticking with us, now Kira will cover how Olivia Dean is holding ticket companies accountable.
Jazz pop artist Olivia Dean is making new headlines around the world for her response to scalpers and concert ticket apps such as Ticketmaster for holding them accountable for resale prices. With pre-sale tickets for her Art of Loving tour going on sale on November 18th and general admission reaching fans on Friday, November 21st, fans were racing to get tickets for various venues in North America. Due to high demand, the tickets were sold out in mere seconds, and days after the original dates were released, Dean released more dates. While the original ticket prices were moderate in this current climate, with pre-sale tickets being as low as $53.45, after resale, however, fans posted screenshots to social media with prices as high as $800 and higher. Dean responded quickly via social media with a post on her Instagram story saying, quote, "Ticketmaster, Live Nation, and AEG, you are providing a disgusting service. The prices at which you're allowing tickets to be resold is vile and completely against our wishes. Live music should be affordable and accessible, and we need to find a new way of making that possible. Be better," end quote. Days later, Ticketmaster acknowledged a typo in the ticket prices, changing it from the supposedly mistyped $750 back down to the original $53.45. Ticketmaster then reposted Dean's story, claiming that they would cap the resale prices at their original face value, while citing that they support artists' right to set the terms that the tickets are sold. Ticketmaster also says on their website, however, that resale ticket prices are determined based on how much the resellers want the tickets to be, no matter the high price. As fans are being reimbursed by Ticketmaster for typos, Dean is being praised for her holding the ticket holders accountable. UMD sophomore journalism and government and politics major Elizabeth Faragi compared the situation to Taylor Swift's Eras Tour, in which the infamous ticket prices resold for over $1,000 for nosebleed seats. Faragi said, quote, "Resellers get these tickets from Ticketmaster and they sell them at insane prices, and it makes going to concerts completely unattainable nowadays," end quote. Faragi continued, quote, "I don't think it's fair that young kids now, and even teenagers, can't even experience concerts anymore because it's just so not attainable given the economy, oh my gosh, currently," end quote. Sophomore journalism major Kathman Schutzman bought two tickets for Dean's show in Baltimore at the original price during presale, but in regards to whether companies should cap the price of tickets, she said, quote, "I think it's a good idea because a lot of the times the tickets get so high and it just makes it so unaffordable for everyone, and it reflects badly on the artist a lot of times," end quote. Schutzman continued, quote, "This gives me a new perspective on the amount of influence that artists actually have on ticket prices," end quote. So, Carrie-Anne, what do you think about Olivia Dean holding Ticketmaster accountable? Or do you even think that it's something that she can control?
Unfortunately, I think it's something that she can't control that much. However, I think it's great that Ticketmaster responded to what she said on her story. I definitely wasn't expecting that part in this little story.
Oh, yeah.
But I think it's great that she's holding them accountable because so many people have had this problem with Ticketmaster. Even if you get pre-sale and you're in their waiting room, their queue for hours, you could still be waiting a very long time to even get into the part of the site to get tickets. And by that point, they're already being sold at higher prices because the resellers got to them first. And it's very unfortunate. I think it was in 2021, I was getting tickets for Harry Styles, and the exact same thing happened, mm-hmm. and the tickets ended up being over $1,000.
Oh my God.
Which, not that I paid for those, but mm-hmm. it's just insane that Ticketmaster does not control it.
Oh yeah, no, I completely agree. And I mean, I tried to get Olivia Dean tickets for this exact tour, and I mean, man, a couple weeks ago, it was just a figurative bloodbath. It was just insane. Like, I think I waited 2 hours in the queue, and then, like, I remember I opened, or no, like, I got to the end of it. If you've been on Ticketmaster, then you know, it's a very triggering experience. Like, you wait in this little dot, and it sort of, like, puts you to the end, and then you just sort of sit there and wait. But then when I got to the end of the queue, it said that you've been put at the back of the queue because there was an error.
Oh, my God.
And, yeah, that was actually insane. That was probably the closest I've ever been to a heart attack. It was insane. do not recommend. And then, yeah, like, I finally got to, like, the end again, and then it was just everything was sold out. And it was just really, really bad. But, and then I kind of just gave up. But I think it was really awesome that Olivia Dean said something about it, because I think Ariana Grande did, a similar thing for her tour for, like, Eternal Sunshine, which was great, but I don't think anything actually happened from it. And like you said, I was really surprised that Ticketmaster actually said something, because usually they're just sort of like, okay, like, we're not, I mean, like, okay. but yeah, because I remember like talking to Catherine, and she said, oh yeah, the tickets are only $50, and I was like, oh my gosh, what? Like, you have to get those. But you know, I'm really, really glad that Olivia Dean said something and that Ticketmaster actually, you know, did something, because even the Eras tour was just insane. And I feel like, you know, even with inflation, it's just not worth it to see live music. And that, I feel like that's not the purpose of live music. It's to be enjoyed, not to sort of be this high commodity sort of thing. So
I fully agree. It's so unfortunate, especially if you're buying the tickets and you're unaware of what the original price was, and say you spend like $100, $200, $300, and then you come to realize that the original price was $40 or $50.
Literally.
It just feels like, I don't know, you got cheated out.
Oh, totally. And then the way that they were just sort of like, oh yeah, it was a typo, $750 to, you know, we'll put it back. It's like, how does that even happen,
that
actually?
Doesn't work.
Like, I just don't know about that. But I mean, I'm glad that they're, you know, repaying people and giving people refunds and stuff. I was not expecting that. And I think that other artists should definitely try their hardest to sort of hold Ticketmaster to the same standards, because clearly it's possible. So
yeah, it's definitely possible. Okay. Did you end up getting tickets?
So I did not personally end up getting tickets, but my friend got them for me. So, you know, my mom and I are going, and we're paying him back and stuff, because we love Olivia Dean. Like, I just gave up. I was like, we're not having an Eras tour situation. It's not going to happen.
That's fine.
No, literally. And then he happened to find like some really good resale tickets for, I think it was like 200, but it was pretty good seats, and we love Olivia Dean, so
that
I think it's
awesome.
Worth it. But yeah, I mean, at least it's not like $1,000. Like, I don't know.
Right. I can't believe people are paying that.
Oh yeah. No, I mean, it's just insane. And I'm glad that people are being refunded, because yeah, I mean, it's just, come on. It's live music. Come on. Like,
right.
it's not supposed to be like that, I feel. And I feel like usually it's against the artist's wishes. So kudos to Ticketmaster for doing something about it. And even more kudos to Olivia Dean. And with that, it's time for a music break. And here's Easy to Love. So Easy to Fall in Love. Oh my gosh, I'm a fan, guys, I promise. Here's So Easy to Fall in Love by none other than Olivia Dean.
I I could be the twist, the one to make you stop. The icing on your cake, the cherry on the top. It's heaven in my heart, and we could find you some space. I could be the world to you, the missing piece, the extra sentimental kind of chemistry. Some people make it hard, but me, that isn't the case. 'Cause I think it's so easy to fall in love. So come give me a call, and we'll fall into us. I'm the perfect mix of Saturday night and the rest of your life. Anyone with a heart would agree. It's so easy to fall in love with the way I do my hair, the way I make you laugh, the way we like to share a walk in Central Park. I could be fresh air, might be the girl of your dreams. There's no need to hide if you're into me, 'cause I'm into you quite intimately. And maybe one night could turn into three. Well, I'm down to see, 'cause I think it's so easy to fall in love. So come give me.
Yeah, I feel like it should have been implemented earlier, but I think it's really cool that they're adding Best Podcasts to the 2026 Golden Globes. But yeah, so those nominees include Armchair Expert with Dax Shepard, Call Her Daddy, Good Hang with Amy Poehler, The Mel Robbins Podcast, and Smartlist and Up First from NPR. But yeah. Which is cool.
Wow. Well, yeah. That's awesome.
That's cool. Like, I like podcasts. I don't listen to them, like, as much as I would music or anything else.
Same.
But I feel like it's good.
Yeah, I'll listen to Emma Chamberlain's podcast a little bit.
I agree. If anything, it's Brittany Broski and Emma Chamberlain.
Yep, I agree.
Well, that's all for this week. I'm Kira, and thank you so much for listening. Unfortunately, this will be my last show as an in-person producer until next fall, but please join Carrie Ann as producer next semester with WMUC News every Monday at 6 p.m. and Drop the Pop at 6:30 p.m. on 90.5 FM, or visit WMUC-FM at wmuc.umd.edu. We're leaving you today with Telephones by Vacations. Until then, good luck with finals, everyone, and have a very merry winter break. This has been
Drop the Pop.